Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep into the business side of the Internet of Things today. You know, all that IoT stuff. We got a great article. It's called The Benefits of Using the Internet of Things, IoT, to Improve Business and Customer Relationships.
Lots to unpack there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's got a lot of insights about how this tech is changing things, you know, for companies and also their customers. It's interesting. We talk about like smart homes and wearables all the time. But this article, I don't know, it kind of digs into some stuff I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's easy to get focused on like the consumer-facing stuff,
Right.
but the implications for businesses, I mean, they're massive.
Totally.
And this article, I think it does a really good job of showing that.
For sure. Okay, so let's just jump right in. The article starts by talking about how IoT is all about making things easier and more efficient too, of course. It mentions smart homes and wearables, but then it goes way beyond all that. I think what really stood out to me was this example about a company that uses IoT sensors in their warehouses to keep track of their inventory all in real time.
Oh yeah, that's a great example. It really shows how IoT can like streamline everything
Right.
instead of those manual stock checks, which, let's be honest, take forever and they're always messing things up. This company, they just have a like perfect view of their inventory at all times.
Exactly. And it says here that this not only keeps them from running out of stuff, which as a customer, that's the
It's
worst,
the worst.
but also lets them get really good at, you know, ordering new stuff. They know exactly when to hit that reorder button. Less waste saves money.
Makes so much sense.
For sure.
And you know what else? It means their employees can finally focus on like the important things. They're not stuck counting boxes all day.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's a win for everyone, really.
Totally. Totally. Okay, but let's talk about data. This article, it mentions how all these IoT devices, they just generate mountains of data,
Mountains,
which for businesses, that's gold,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. We're talking about, real-time insights into customer behavior, how the equipment's doing, energy use, like everything. It's like having this constant feedback loop to help you make, the right call.
Okay. So it's not just about like having the data, it's about actually using it to make things better and make those, you know, smarter business decisions. But how does that actually work, like in the real world?
Well, the article, it gives this great example
Yeah.
about a manufacturing company. They use these IoT sensors to like keep an eye on their equipment. And by analyzing all that sensor data, they can actually predict when a machine's going to break down. And then they just, schedule maintenance before it happens.
Oh, wow. So they're stopping those breakdowns from happening, which
Exactly.
I'm guessing could be really expensive.
Super
It
expensive.
keeps things running smoothly.
Yeah. Keeps everything moving. Yeah.
I can definitely see how that would be a huge advantage.
For sure. And that's just one tiny example. When you think about how much data these devices can collect and all the insights you can get from it, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
It really is. It's amazing. And then the article, it talks about how this data can also be used to, you know, make the customer experience better, which is like everything these days, right?
Absolutely. Customers, they want to feel like companies get them, like they understand what they need.
Yeah, exactly.
And IoT can do that. It can give businesses that power.
Okay. Like how, can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine you've got this retail store. They're using sensors to track where customers go in the store
Yeah.
and how long they look at, different products. They can then take that data and send like personalized recommendations right to the customer's phone
Oh, wow.
as they're shopping, or even like send a notification if they're near something they might like based on what they bought before.
That's so cool. It's like it could change everything about shopping, but I gotta ask, what about privacy?
Right, that's a big one. But it's important to know that this data, it's usually like anonymized and
Yeah.
they lump it all together. It's not about, tracking individual people.
Okay, that's good to know. So we've covered efficiency, data, personalization. What else does the article talk about? What other benefits are there?
Well, it also talks about saving money.
Ooh, tell me more.
We talked about inventory management earlier, but think about it like on a much bigger scale when businesses can like automate stuff and make their processes better. They naturally save money on labor. They have less waste and everything just runs smoother.
That makes sense. And then I guess they could take those savings
Yeah.
and put them back into the business.
Exactly.
And that leads to even more growth and innovation. It's like a
Yeah.
snowball effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's this amazing cycle. And the article even points out that these savings, they go beyond just, being more efficient. It talks about things like predictive maintenance, which we touched on earlier, and even like optimizing energy use.
Oh, right. I remember reading about this company that used IoT sensors to track energy use in their buildings. They could adjust the lights and the temperature based on like who was there and the weather outside. And it saved them a ton of money.
That's awesome. And it shows another big thing about IoT, its potential to help the environment by using resources better, whether it's energy or water or materials. Businesses can, you know, reduce their impact.
So it's not just about making money. It's about being responsible. That's cool. But this article, it doesn't just focus on like the big picture stuff. It also talks about how IoT can make the customer experience so much better in like really specific ways.
Oh, yeah. We talked about personalization, but IoT can go even further. It can give customers real-time information and like proactive support.
Okay, can you explain that a little more? I'd love to hear some examples.
Sure. Imagine you're traveling and your flight gets delayed. Well, with IoT luggage tracking, you could get a notification on your phone telling you exactly where your bags are and when they'll get to your destination.
That would be so helpful. It would definitely make traveling less stressful.
For sure.
What other examples are there?
What about healthcare? With IoT-enabled medical devices, doctors can check on their patients' vital signs, like remotely, and they get alerts if anything looks off.
Wow.
It means they can intervene early and maybe even keep people out of the hospital.
That's amazing. It sounds like IoT could totally change healthcare.
It really could. And the article mentions other industries too, like transportation, agriculture, even smart cities.
Smart cities. What's that?
It's basically using IoT to make cities better, more efficient, and just better to live in.
So like traffic lights that adjust based on traffic.
Yeah.
Or parking systems that show you where to park.
Exactly. And think about like streetlights that dim when there's no cars around.
Oh.
Saving energy or sensors that track air quality, so we can make better environmental decisions.
This is also interesting, and I'm starting to see that the possibilities, they're endless.
But
I mean, with any new technology, there have got to be challenges.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And concerns.
Absolutely.
Like, what are we worried about?
Well, one of the biggest things, as we talked about earlier, is data privacy. When we're collecting this much data, we have to make sure it's being handled responsibly and securely.
Makes sense. And what about security in general? Like, what if someone hacks into these devices?
That's a valid concern, definitely. Yeah. Security is everything when it comes to IoT. And companies are working really hard to develop, you know, better security measures to protect against those attacks.
So it sounds like people are taking these challenges seriously and working on solutions.
Yeah, definitely.
But what about jobs? I mean, will all this automation lead to people losing their jobs?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
There are definitely valid concerns about, you know, the impact on employment. But it's also important to remember that new technologies, they create new jobs, too.
Oh, true. Like the people who design and build these systems.
Right.
And the data scientists who make sense of all the data.
Exactly. It's more likely that we'll see a shift in the types of jobs that are in demand rather than, you know, everyone losing their jobs.
Okay. That's good to hear. But definitely something to think about. As all this keeps developing, this article, it really just scratches the surface. But it does a great job of showing just how powerful IoT can be.
I agree. It paints a picture of a future where everything is connected, where data is used to make better decisions, and where technology makes our lives better.
It's exciting, for sure.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is.
It really is. This article has given me like a whole new perspective on how powerful IoT can be. And the impact it's having, you know, on businesses and on all of us.
It's been great talking about this with you. And I think the exciting thing is, this is just the beginning. As technology keeps getting better and more things get connected, the possibilities are just going to keep growing.
Totally.
Yes.
So from your perspective, what are like the big takeaways from this deep dive? What should our listeners really be thinking about?
I think the biggest thing is, IoT is not just some like trendy buzzword that's going to disappear. It's a fundamental shift in how we interact with the world around us.
I like that.
It's about connecting things, collecting data, and then using that data to make better decisions, to be more efficient, and to, you know, just make our experiences better.
I agree. And I think this article, it does a really good job of showing that with those real world examples.
Totally.
It's not just theory.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Across so many industries too, from manufacturing and retail to healthcare, transportation. It's not just one thing.
It's everywhere.
It has the potential to change pretty much everything.
That's what's so crazy to me is just like the scale of it all.
It is.
But I think this article, it does a good job of like breaking it down, mm-hmm. making it easy to understand, even though it's a pretty complex topic.
For sure.
So for our listeners who are, you know, maybe feeling a little overwhelmed, what's the one thing they should remember? What's the key takeaway?
I would say IoT is about empowering us.
Ooh, I like that.
It's about giving us more control over our lives, our businesses, our world.
Yeah.
It's about using technology to solve problems, to create opportunities, and to just make things better.
It's not about the technology itself. It's about what we can do with it.
Exactly.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
It is.
All the potential.
Absolutely. It's a tool that we can use to create positive change. And that's something worth being excited about.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been such a great deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about the business side of IoT. And I hope our listeners have too.
It's been fun talking with you. And I hope our listeners will keep exploring this world and discover all the ways that IoT can benefit them.
Totally. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. It really does feel like we're like right at the beginning of something big, this whole technological shift.
Yeah.
This article has really changed how I think about IoT.
Me too.
And the impact it's having on businesses, on our lives.
Yeah, it's been great unpacking all this with you. And the exciting thing is we're just getting started as this technology keeps developing. And we get more and more devices connected. I mean, the possibilities.
They just keep expanding.
They really do.
So if you had to pick like the top takeaways from this whole deep dive, what would they be? What should our listeners be like taking away from this conversation?
I think the biggest thing is understanding that IoT isn't just like a fad. It's not going anywhere.
It's here to stay.
It's a fundamental shift in how we like interact with everything around us.
I like that. It's about connection.
Yeah.
Data.
Absolutely.
And using that data to make things better.
To make smarter choices, to be more efficient, to improve, you know, every experience.
And this article, I think it did a really good job of using those real world examples to show how this is actually happening.
Yeah, totally. It's not just some theory in a textbook.
Right. It's happening right now.
Right now. And across all these different industries, manufacturing, retail, healthcare, you name it.
It really is everywhere.
It is. And it has the potential to change. I mean, pretty much every aspect of our lives.
That's what's so crazy. It's just the sheer scale of it all.
It's massive.
But this article, it does a good job of breaking it down, making it easy to understand, even though it's such a complex topic.
For sure.
So for our listeners who maybe, you know, are still feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this information, what's the one thing, the key takeaway they should walk away with?
I think it's this. IoT is about giving us more power. It's about giving us more control over our lives, our businesses, our world.
I love that. It's about using technology to make things better.
Exactly. To solve those problems, create new opportunities, and just, you know, make things better for everyone.
It's not about the tech itself. It's about what we can do with it.
That's it.
And that's what makes it so exciting, so full of potential.
Totally agree. It's a tool we can use to create positive change.
And that's a pretty amazing thing. Well said. This has been such a great deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I learned so much about the business side of IoT.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners did too.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining me on this one.
It's been fun.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.